It is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to go to the wonderful, wacky world of baseball.
Live drive, base hit to right. That'll score one. That'll score two as the ball gets away from Grisham and Wright. That's going to score three runs. And the Washington Nationals have the lead. They got Soto hung up. They tagged him out, but nobody in this joint cares.
That's why they play the game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I went to bed on this game. I don't know if you saw my text after the first couple of innings.
Yeah, you said it was over.
Well, it was. Could you imagine? 7.5 innings, they did nothing.
Wow.
Just takes one inning and what, that a bad
play?
What
did I always say? If a pitcher's getting guys out, you leave them in. They didn't do it. They went to their ace closer, who's been inconsistent of late, if you've been paying any attention to it. He's been giving up a couple of home runs here and there and having inconsistent innings, talking about Hader, the pitcher for Milwaukee, and he had another one last night. As soon as he came in, you could see he didn't have command of his pitches. He was all over the place, and the Nationals didn't chase. They waited. They hit pitches that they were supposed to swing at. They got guys on in different ways. He gave up a walk. And then the big at-bat by the big young guy on the team. He sat on the fastball, pulled it to right field. I don't know what the right fielder was doing. He made a loop trying to field the single that he turned into a double. And with bases loaded, they cleared the bases. Nationals move on. Brewers go home. And in the beginning of the game, Scherzer didn't pitch great,
no,
but he didn't pitch bad. He only gave up four hits, two of them were home runs. That's how you got three runs. And then Strasburg comes in, and they talked about Strasburg last night like he was Cy Young, like he did something totally out of the realm of baseball possibility. He pitched three innings. I mean, what was so hard about that? My opinion of baseball pitching is whether it's the first, the third, the fifth, the seventh, the ninth, whatever inning it is, you have to get guys out. It doesn't matter what inning it is. They made it sound like Strasburg did something that was never done before in the history of sports. The media is a bunch of lunatics. The Brewers blew the game by not leaving pitchers in, and I say it catches up to you when you do this pitching thing. It caught up to the Brewers last night. The Nationals didn't panic. They went with their top pitchers. They held the Brewers at sway. I mean, without the Brewers' two home runs, with two pitches, two home runs, three runs, the Brewers did absolutely nothing last night. They struck out 11 times. Without the home runs, they're shut out. So the Nationals move on. The Brewers got beat. Brewers hurt themselves. The Nationals took advantage of a situation. That's baseball.
It was basically one bad pitch. The first pitch in the first inning was hit for a home run.
It happened.
And Scherzer's first pitch in the second inning was hit for a home run, and that was it.
It happened. Yeah. Fastball didn't have a lot of movement on it last night. I mean, he walked three guys in five innings. He doesn't do that. He does that every blue moon. So Scherzer didn't have his best outing. The Nats capitalized on two home runs. Then they went to sleep. And the Nationals, they hung tough. They took advantage of a pitcher that didn't have as good stuff. They move on.
Well, tonight at 8:09, game time starts. Tampa Bay is at Oakland.
Should be a real low-scoring game. Two top pitchers in baseball are pitching tonight. Charlie Morton, consistent, strong year all year. Sean Manea, since he came back, he's been nothing but lights out. His first game back this season off injury was against the Yankees, and he made the Yankees look like a mediocre semi-pro team. When Manea has everything, he's a top pitcher in baseball. Again, who's going to blink first? Who's going to take people out when they stop getting people, put a guy on, I should say? Who's going to be the first one to blink? That's the one that's going to lose. The pitcher here that goes the deepest, I know it sounds redundant, but it's not the way it sounds. The pitcher that goes the deepest because he's allowed to go the deepest is probably going to be the team that wins the game tonight.
All right. And the New York Giants have found their next quarterback after their finish with Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Who's that?
This is a great story.
Y.A. Tittle's son?
No, this is a great story.
We ain't done with baseball yet. Save that story.
Okay.
Remember what I told you about the Astros?
Yeah.
They got screwed. They play at 2:05 Eastern time on Friday, which means they play at 1:05 their time on Friday. They're the first game of the day.
See,
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think they're the best team in baseball. They should be.
They should be prime time at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about this: the games, there's four games on three different networks. So, like you and I both said, why can't the Astros be on at 7 or 8 o'clock too? And then you can choose what game you want to watch.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Are you kidding me?
I just think that if you've earned the most wins, you deserve to be the premier game.
Not only that, your fans support you all year. Now they're playing at 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Who can go?
Yeah.
So, 40,000 people have to take a day off or a half day in Houston to go watch a baseball game. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. Let the Dodgers play at 11 o'clock Friday night Eastern time, where they can play 8 o'clock their time. I don't know who makes up these schedules for baseball, but he should take a drug test.
Bean counters. That's
idiots.
Who it is. Bean counters.
Idiots. Real dum-dums. Now you can talk about your quarterback.
Okay. So of course, Eli Manning just handed over the reins to Daniel Jones. And the story is this morning, Archie Manning, he says his grandson, Arch, is so far ahead of Peyton and Eli at this stage that he's going to be a great quarterback.
Oh, I don't doubt that, but I don't know if the Giants are going to get him.
Well, this is a grandson.
Whose son is it? Is it Cooper's son or Peyton's son? Which one is it?
I'm not sure here. Let's see here. He's in the Newton School. Archie and Oliver Manning. It only talks about them.
They don't say who the father is?
Son of the eldest Manning of the boys, Cooper. Cooper's son. Archie Manning says at this stage he's the best quarterback of all his siblings. So,
well, I believe him.
Well, so do I. He said Peyton was going to be good. He said Archie was going to be good. I mean, he said Eli was going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
If anybody knows, it's him.
I know. Must be something in the water in the Manning's household.
The colleges beating down the door yet?
I didn't go that far into it, but I would think they would be. But I think
how old is this kid?
They don't mention it. They just say grandson. I guess they're trying to keep his privacy a little bit, but they don't mention that. Well, anyways,
that's good. I hope the kid does well.
So are
you? Got big shoes to fill.
The NCAA has got one foot in the grave now, which is good. Because of California allowing players to take their likenesses, and instead of the NCAA making money off their likenesses, players can make money off their licenses, off themselves, not the NCAA.
Well, here's the deal. I got the perfect solution to this. The average big D1 school's tuition and living expenses and everything, let's just say it's $60,000.
Oh, I agree with you.
So you want to get paid to play in your sport? That's fine. So we'll give you the money that we were going to give you as a scholarship. We'll give you the money. Okay, so for example, if you were getting a 60% scholarship at $60,000, we'll give you $36,000 in cash. Now you got to pay your tuition.
That was offered a while ago. NCAA turned it all down. They wanted all the money, and they're gonna lose everything because now every state in the union is gonna do this. The NCAA, unless they find some way out of this, is finally gonna lose their stranglehold of being people that just take money for likenesses, and don't share it back. In my opinion,
the kids shouldn't get anything. They're getting a $250,000 to $400,000 education. You do something with it. You're getting the opportunity to play the sport that can advance you into the pro rank.
But Mike, do something with it.
No, I totally disagree. They should not get paid for it.
I think they should get paid for their likenesses instead. Hey, come on, Mike. If you're doing something great and you're a college kid and the college is making money off you, yes, sure. At that point, you should lose. You're absolutely right. I don't think you should have your full scholarship, but I think it's horrible that the NCAA makes money off you and then they put all these rules on you where you can, it's just, and I agree with you. If you get the money, then you're not going to need the scholarship. Give the scholarship to somebody that's in the school, that's academically in the school.
The NCAA is a bunch of termites. I'm not going to say anything, but I know of a player who was transferring from a school to go to another school, and they would not allow it because they wouldn't give him a hardship.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at basketball and football, they flip-flop schools like they change socks.
Crazy, yeah.
And none of them have to sit out. Very, very few of them have to sit out. Because this isn't a football or a basketball situation. This kid has to go to a junior college and waste a year because the NCAA has their head in the sand. The NCAA thinks they're God. They you know what? You know what you need to do? Don't have the video games. These kids are amateur athletes. Don't have the video game. End of story. Why not? Somebody's greedy, and it's not only at the NCAA.
I know that's right. There's a lot of ways around this, but the NCAA's got to bend. And if they don't bend, they're going to be finished. They're going to be finished.
College athletes should not get paid.
You heard the dictate from Judge Michael Kazi.
Well, what are these professional athletes or are they student athletes?
It doesn't
because
matter.
When you go to school, the first thing on your plate are your grades.
It doesn't
and
matter.
And if you're getting paid, all of a sudden now the grades are secondary because you have to produce for the money that you got.
We got to move on.
It's not right. It's 100% wrong.
I have to move on to the weather. But all I'll say is this: no one has the right to sell your likeness and not give you any money for it.
Don't sell it. Get rid of the product. That's my opinion.
All right. There you go. All right, so we'll see who wins tonight.
Flip the coin tonight. Tonight's going to be a big game. Tonight's going to be a real not that last night's wasn't a good game. Last night's was a very good game. But tonight, I'm expecting a very big old-time pitcher's duel.